AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Capital One Financial buying Discover Financial Services in a deal worth $35 billion. It would bring together two of the nation's biggest lenders and credit card issuers. Here's ABC's Rebecca Jarvis.
There is a good chance you have a Capital One or Discover credit card in your wallet. These are two of the largest credit card companies in the country, and now they're joining forces in one of the biggest deals of the year, giving Capital One, which serves more than 100 million customers, access to Discover's 305 million cardholders.
The UN Security Council voting today on a resolution put forth by Arab nations that calls for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza, like the past ceasefire resolutions, the U.S. is expected to veto it. Another atmospheric river slamming the West Coast, bringing wind, rain, and mudslides to parts of California. Russian dissident Alexei Navalny's mother appealing directly to Vladimir Putin to return her son's body to her so he can be buried with dignity. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Supporters of Wisconsin's new legislative boundaries say people can expect a more responsive state government. Governor Evers says tighter majorities will spur lawmakers to find middle ground on issues like Medicaid expansion.
I have to believe there is at least one Republican in the House or the Senate that agrees with us on that. And hope, you know, then maybe we could find a solution.
Evers signed the new maps into law yesterday. Today is spring primary day. Voters will narrow down races for local offices like school board, county board, and city council. There's a three-way primary for Milwaukee mayor. The polls are open until 8 tonight. We'll have election updates on many Civic Media stations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Two students of Sauk Trail Elementary School were among the three dead found at a Middleton home Sunday night. Police are investigating it as a homicide. A fourth person is in stable condition after he was shot multiple times. Police have not released any other information as of Monday night. Middleton Cross Plains School District officials say that they are heartbroken at the loss of the two students. Anyone with any information on the homicide is highly encouraged to contact Madison Area Crime Stoppers. The Dane County Board of Supervisors joined a growing list of communities across the country to call for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The board approved a resolution calling for a de-escalation to the crisis and the building of a future for the Israeli and Palestinian people. The resolution also calls for the immediate release of all hostages and to end all hostilities toward civilians of all parties. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
The Bucks are back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks headed back from their All-Star break and getting ready for their road trip to Minnesota this Friday night. They need to turn things around from that 3-7 record so far under head coach Doc Rivers. The Brooklyn Nets fired their head coach Jacques Vaughn in just the second year of a 4-year contract worth nearly $20 million. Baseball Brewers manager Pat Murphy says Sal Frelick will get a look at playing second and maybe some third base during spring training. In an interview, Pat Murphy was asked, with Craig Counsell, now the manager of the Chicago Cubs, how much bigger will the rivalry be with the Brewers?
Yeah, I think it's good for baseball. I think what Counts did can be viewed in many different ways. I've been close with this guy since he was 17 years old, so, you know, we'll always be close. It doesn't matter what happens. We could fight. Counts could jump on my back during a brawl. That would be his best strategy.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Thank you.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The winter warmth is surging back into the state today as highs climb to the low 50s. Under mostly sunny skies, it'll be a bit breezy today, with more patchy fog possible by early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, another bright and beautiful day with highs striking the mid-50s. Right now, it's 35.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You know, when you think about Donald Trump, for example, pledging retribution, what Vladimir Putin did to Navalny is what retribution looks like in a country where the leader is not subject to the rule of law. And I think that we have to take Donald Trump very seriously. We have to take seriously the extent to which, you know, you've now got a Putin wing in the Republican Party. I believe the issue this election cycle is making sure the Putin wing of the Republican Party does not take over the West Wing of the White House.
Thank you, Leezer. Pardon me. Just tuning my guitar. I'm sorry. Okay. Chris.
Yes.
Who said it's been 3+ years since January 6th, Americans have the right to hear the grand jury evidence against Trump in open court? Putin may be immune from Russian law and thus able to freely kill dissidents, but it should be obvious to the Supreme Court that a U.S. president isn't. Who said that?
Paul McCartney.
No. Liz Cheney. We just played her. She said the thing. Okay. You know what? Let's ask our legal lad, shall we? I think we should.
Wake up! Wake up, Billy. Miss Dollar's here. The man and like Miss Dollar's here to settle things once and for all. Settle things once and for all.
To me, I miss you.
Hello, Stephanie. Happy President's Day to like six or seven of them. I hope you have some birthday hell, but you know, happy President's Day to like, you know, Abe Lincoln and John Quincy Adams.
Sure. Good job. Sure. Sure. But did they have merch? Did they have gold sneakers? No, they did not.
They did not.
All right.
Were they on a bubblegum card? How can you be great if you've never been on a bubblegum card?
Can I just say you have fully pulled me into the dark with you? You retweeted Roland Martin, who said Merrick Garland is too weak to be attorney general, and you said, I didn't even write this one. yes, you pulled me after the HER report. I'm pulled fully into the...
thank you. Right? Yeah. That was one of the worst attorney general decisions I have seen. Now, granted, like when I talk about Merrick Garland, it's important to understand he's obviously better than Bill Barr.
Yes.
Okay. He's obviously better than the large penis toilet bowl salesman that was Matthew Whitaker, who was acting attorney general between Jeff Sessions and Bill Barr.
Sidebar, right? Your Honor, I believe it was a big ball toilet, if you're, that's what it was from, not necessarily, okay, never mind. That's not important, Your Honor, go ahead.
Endowed toilet bowl salesman, right? there are levels here, right? And yeah. I'm not saying that Garland is worse than what we just went through. But given where we are in this country, given the moment that Merrick Garland finds himself in, I have found him to be weak, I have found him to be ineffectual, and with the HER report, I found him to be actively hurting the progress of democracy. People need to understand, because I don't think it's obvious to a lot of people, prosecutors are not supposed to release reports about people they don't charge. Because it's not fair.
Right?
Like, if you're going to charge me, all right, charge me, and then we'll go to court, and we'll have an opportunity to exonerate myself in a court of law, right?
Comey was not supposed to be a verb. Comey's not supposed to be a verb. We're not supposed to.
Right?
Yes.
But if you're not going to charge me, then you can't write this whole report slandering me, which I effectively have no way to counteract. I can't examine your evidence. I can't cross-examine your witnesses, because you're not even going to charge me. So it's fundamentally unfair. What Kerr did was fundamentally unfair, but Garland authorized her to do it, read the report, and then released that hit job of a report to the public. It is an atrocious decision, but it links up with everything else I've ever said about Garland.
Yeah, but us bending over backwards trying to be fair, Ellie, has gotten us where we are. Where we are now going, okay, so a guy that is compromised to the tune of, I don't know, $400 million, we might give, you know, national security briefings too soon, and the nuclear codes again. I mean, this is where we are on a timing. I mean, I don't know what you think. Is it Friday is the day? Because we were, as Liz Cheney and others have said, this is what total immunity looks like, what Vladimir Putin has. That's what Donald Trump wants. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think is going to happen at the Supreme Court, and when? Do you have any idea?
Oh, with his... So there are two things going on, right? One is whether or not he's going to get kicked off the ballot for being an insurrectionist, right? That's not going well. They had arguments about the Colorado ballot access case on February 8th. From where I sat, I heard 9-0 to put Trump back on the ballot. That's the six conservatives and all three liberals putting Trump on the ballot. Like, I don't think that he's going to be kicked off. Even the liberals aren't going to go for it. So we can talk about that. That's very sad. On the immunity question, look, Trump's immunity argument is one of the most ridiculous things that you have ever heard. It flies in the face of the concept of a rule of law, right? He was overturned 3-0 by the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. If it ever gets to the Supreme Court on the merits, I expect he'll lose, and I expect he'll lose hard. I think it's going to be, it could be 9-0. Worst case scenario, I think it's 7-2 with the compromise Clarence and Jenny Thomas dissenting, as well as woman-hater Samuel Alito, right? Like, I could see it 7-2 if it gets to the merits. But the question is not really, will it get to the merits? The question is not really, will he lose ultimately? Because, of course, he will. The question is whether or not the Supreme Court will grant a stay, thus preventing his trial from going forward in front of Judge Tanya Chutkan, while they figure out that, of course, his immunity argument is ridiculous. And I think that given the politics of the Supreme Court, given the parties of the justices, I think there's unfortunately a very good chance that they have 5 votes to grant a stay and delay Trump's trial even further, at least until the Supreme Court rules, which will probably be sometime in June. If you start the clock, you know, middle of June for his trial, that means potentially that he is able to get all the way through the Republican National Convention before his trial starts, at which point it becomes just very difficult to try him at all. So the big question is the stay. They need 5 votes to grant. They need 4 votes to take the case. They need 5 votes to grant the stay. All the briefs are in, and so we're just kind of in a waiting game to see when the Supreme Court will decide whether or not it's going to take the case, and if it takes the case, whether or not it's going to grant a stay in the trial while it deliberates the case.
Yeah. We were saying, it was our friend Glenn Kirshner who said that, you know, obviously, Judge Cannon, you know, delay is her thing. She seems to be giving, you know, Trump whatever he needs on that. But he was saying that that could give Chutkan an opportunity to get in before the election.
So one of the real smart things that Smith has done, I believe, is that he's set up Eileen Cannon as the time sink, right?
Yeah.
So, like, he's not trying really to try both Trump on both charges at the same time, but he's using Eileen Cannon's own complicity, corruption, and weakness to have that case be the one that takes a long time while trying to fast track the case in front of Judge Chutkan. It's a really smart strategy. the problem is that that strategy can be stopped anytime five Supreme Court justices want to stop it. And that's what we're kind of waiting to see, if those five do in fact stop Smith. But if they don't, he's organized it quite well, where Chutkan's trial, the trial on the January 6th insurrection charges, goes first, and the Eileen Cannon corrupt trial goes second, as Eileen Cannon, you know, stands by her man, I guess. I mean, I don't know how else, what she's doing.
Yeah, it is. In light of everything happening in the world, including, you know, Navalny, Putin, all of it, you know, Trump being financially compromised, I thought, you know, Joyce Vance said the possibility of the documents case going to trial would take a moonshot before the election, she meant. Trump is likely to go into the Republican convention and the election without being held accountable for dangerous mishandling of classified materials, something that should be unthinkable and would have been for Republicans in the pre-Trump era. I mean, it really is incredible, the situation we find ourselves in, isn't it? And as you say, three Trump-appointed judges on the Supreme Court. So this all hangs in the balance. And don't even get me started on, I don't know, asking Fani Willis who paid for a $100 dinner, and no one's asking Clarence Thomas who paid for every meal he's eaten practically for, I don't know.
100%, but I also don't let Republican, mouth-breathing Republican voters off the hook on that, right? Like, yes, Trump has not been held accountable for his mishandling and stealing of classified documents, but they know. They know what he did, and they could just, you know, not vote for him. They could not anoint him the leader of their party and cult. That is fundamentally on them for refusing to hold Trump politically accountable within their own party structures. It's one of the reasons why the Republican Party doesn't exist anymore. It is just the cult of Trump's personality party. But, like, rest assured, average Republican voters have the power themselves to reject this criminal as the head of their party. Of course, they don't, because they like the criminal being the head of their party because of the misogyny and white supremacy that he brings them. But that's still fundamentally kind of on them. Yes, the courts, thanks to people like Eileen Cannon, are not moving fast enough. Yes, the courts, thanks to people like Merrick Garland, did not start the process of holding them accountable fast enough, but ultimately the power is with the people, and it's just unfortunate that the Republican people are like this.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, being a New Yorker,
must have been how they was raised. You know, I blame the parents for raising Republicans. I have two children. I know that my two children are not going to be Republicans because I'm raising them right. You know.
Yeah. As a New Yorker, I love that you did the math. You said Trump owes around $355 million. There are roughly 8.5 million New Yorkers. That means Trump owes each of us about $42. You can buy a nice 13-gallon touchless garbage can for $42. I think we each should get one, courtesy of Trump, to remind us to throw away the trash. It is one clear. Go ahead.
One of the only things that bothers me, look, I think the Fannie Willis stuff is a soap opera, and, you know, I've been joking that watching those hearings has been watching an episode of, like, The Black and the Beautiful. I'm a person on Twitter says it was the days of y'all's lives. Like, it's a soap opera, right?
Yeah.
But one of the things that annoys me about the soap opera is that it's taken a little bit of the shine off of what Letitia James just accomplished here in New York City. Letitia James got a prominent New York businessman held accountable in a way that this city has failed to hold this man accountable
for a lifetime.
Right? This bankrupt, corrupt carnival barker in a way that this city has failed to hold him accountable for his entire life. And he finally got his business comeuppance in New York, as Billy Ray Valentine says in Trading Places, right? Yeah. One of the best ways to hurt rich people is to make them poor people. This won't make Trump poor because, you know, MAGA white people will be sending him their Social Security checks before he cuts their Social Security in order to pay his legal bills.
Yeah.
But it's a huge victory. It's a huge financial verdict against them. People are like, oh, it's only 3 years. Dude, 3 years not being allowed to run your business, that is a significant penalty that he is now facing in New York. Again, it won't matter to the mouth-breathing Republican voters that worship him, but Letitia James deserves a ton of credit for what she's accomplished.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I mean, exactly. The fact that he can't run a charity, can't run a university, can't run a business in New York, but, you know, we might let him run the country again is the situation we find ourselves in. Is.
And I have no idea who she's sleeping with, which is awesome. Like, I love not knowing that.
I love you retweeted Eric Trump saying, "My father built the skyline of New York City." And you said, "This mother has been in the attic for entirely too long." I mean, I love that he just got dinged for exaggerating.
Yeah, right.
And then his response is, he built the entire
more
skyline.
Exaggeration.
Yeah.
You know, look, getting the Trump kids also significant. You know, getting the scions of his wealth a little bit of punishment is significant, too. Look, I started on Merrick Garland. I will stay on that beat. At some point, Merrick Garland should have investigated Jared and Ivanka for Hatch Act violations.
Thank you.
Right? Remember, Jared and Ivanka are not just Trump's children. They held official government positions, and they use their official government positions to hawk their wares to foreign nations.
Yeah.
That is a violation of our laws, and if we had an attorney general willing to go to the mattresses, those two children should have been investigated for Hatch Act violations. Certainly, they should have been investigated more than Hunter Biden, who is, last I checked, is and always has been a private citizen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
No, Hunter Biden is a private citizen with a drug problem. Ivanka's a government official, pocket selling stuff on the market out of the White House.
Yeah.
These two are not the same.
You're right.
One of them should have been investigated, and one of them shouldn't.
Yeah, our, you know, wanting to always be seen non-political and transparent has just bitten us in the ass. You're absolutely right. We, you know, her is a Trump-appointed partisan hack, you know.
Why do we do this?
Yeah.
Every single time we appoint a special prosecutor to investigate a Republican, we have to find a Republican special prosecutor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how the Republicans do it?
Yeah.
Or maybe I should say it's exactly how the Republicans do it. Because when the Republicans appoint a special prosecutor to investigate a Republican, it's also a Republican.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Alpha liberals. Like Ali Mistal. That's what we need.
Yes, we need more
Attorney
alpha liberals.
General. Ali Mistal.
I mean, you said the name earlier, right? I don't see. Merrick Garland needs to appoint somebody. Appoint Glenn Kirshner.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. There you go.
Appoint his ass to investigate the Joe Biden document fiasco. He'll do a good job.
Yep. Absolutely.
But I promise you he wanted to come out with this potshot her report.
Ali Mistal, author of Allow Me to Retort, justice correspondent for The Nation, and also, this is new to me, an Alfred Knobler Fellow, which I didn't think I could be more impressed with you. Okay.
Well, you know, I'm sorry that I'm here and not Keenan, Keenan Thompson, my doppelganger. Do you know, Steph, we actually have me and Keenan Thompson actually have the exact same birthday.
Oh, that's
really?
That is weird.
Forces unite.
That's weird. You are the rock star of all rock stars. We love you, Ali Mistal. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, you.
Bye. Have a nice one. Cheers. Bye.
22 minutes after the hour because I always go long with Ellie because I can't help myself.
It's difficult not to.
Because this portion of the show is brought to you by Cozy Earth. You've heard me rave. This is me raving about how soft, how my Cozy Earth sheets and my Cozy Earth jammies. I have the black and the blush color. I'm waiting for the olive color.
Oh.
And the sheets. They are now available in 15 awesome colors, the softest, most luxurious sheets in the world. Everything is made from viscose, from bamboo, temperature regulating. You'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. And the bath towels.
What?
Oh, some thirsty biatches and so soft. Waffle bath towels. Uh-huh. Yay. 100-night guarantee. What? Sleep on them. Wash it. Try it out. If you're not completely in love, send it back for 100 days for a full refund. Life-changing luxury. The world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. Type in the promo code Miller at checkout. Save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created high impact protein available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. MyPowerLife.com, code fitness.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
Struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work. They will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson and just give him, I hate to say, but give him a swift kick in the ass.
Tell us how you really feel.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know there's a group focusing on the importance of the arts in Wisconsin? Create Wisconsin is a nonprofit based in Madison and trying to expand thinking about the arts and the economy.
Everybody wants their community to be vibrant and healthy and have people visit and live there. And so we try to help people figure out what they need and then we figure out how we can help them.
Ann Katz is the director of Create Wisconsin, and she says the work really took off when the group learned the Badger State is in last place when it comes to arts funding and support.
It's an investment in people, businesses, organizations, and communities. People are really hungry for that authentic, unique. Mm-hmm. That's what we try to nurture and to assist.
Learn more about Create Wisconsin and some upcoming events where you can get involved. Go to createwisconsin.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Dancing, dancing, dancing. Stephanie Miller.
Ellie Mastal said, how come I don't get a drawing like Charlie Pierce? When do I get to that level? And so liberal helpers have, they're making stencil drawings of Ellie. Okay. Yes, he's fantastic. Yes, we also love when Ellie is on the show. Let's get Nancy in L.A. real quick. Hi, Nance.
Hey, guys. Real quick. I don't know if you know that there's a documentary out by Rob Reiner called God and Country.
Got it. Yes, it's okay, fantastic.
So you've mentioned it and whatnot.
What's that?
So I don't know if we've mentioned it. That particular.
We have mentioned it. Yeah, John Fugelsang had Rob on because obviously he speaks Bible like nobody else, and so
Okay, Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day. Yeah.
All right. Also, let's get Uncle Rob on the show. Uncle Rob, are you listening? He usually is.
Or Michelle, his wife.
Hi. Michelle, call us. What?
He was just on Chris Wallace's show talking
about it. Yeah. No, it's great. It's great. It's obviously, John Fugelsang speaks Bible like nobody's business. How do you come for John Fugelsang about the Bible on Twitter?
You don't.
Thank you. 29 minutes after the hour.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Critics of Wisconsin's new legislative boundaries say they have their own problems. Republican Senator Howard Markline of Spring Green tells Civic Media's Phil Nee that one new Senate district stretches from Richland Center to Madison.
You think about the issues in the city of Madison versus city of Richland Center. I mean, it's just two different worlds.
Markline says he doesn't expect Republicans to sue to delay the new maps. The new maps will mean a lot of changes and a lot of tough decisions for some state lawmakers. WisPolitics reports 21 state lawmakers are now drawn into the same districts, including 6 in the Senate and 11 in the Assembly. Some lawmakers say they plan to move in order to try to stay in office. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. The Madison School District is holding a series of meetings to allow the public to weigh in on the district's upcoming budget. Madison schools will no longer be able to utilize federal COVID dollars next school year, leaving the district with a $40 million budget deficit. The first meeting is Tuesday night at Senate Middle School. Another 4 meetings are scheduled over the next 2 weeks. The school board is considering going to a referendum in November to help make up some of their budget shortfalls. The State Department of Natural Resources is urging ice fishermen to take their ice shanties off the lakes within the next 2 weeks. While this year's winter has been unseasonably mild, there are still some lakes with ice safe enough to fish on. Ice shanties need to be taken down by March 3rd on all inland waters in southern Wisconsin, however. The deadline is to avoid additional costs and hazards from shanties breaking through the ice. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The winter warmth is surging back into the state today as highs climb to the low 50s. Under mostly sunny skies, it'll be a bit breezy today, with more patchy fog possible by early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, another bright and beautiful day with highs striking the mid-50s. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
Look what the homosexuals have done to me.
Nah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. So much to talk to Ellie Mastal about. I can't get to all of it, but I thought this exchange just shows you where we are today with, you know, two sets of facts. As we always say, Trump's lawyer cited a number of statistics to a judge that are more commonly heard in his client's fundraising emails than in a courtroom. This is what we keep talking about, the clash between, you know, his bull and then the, you know, actual facts in a courtroom. So they were interviewing this is for the we should stop calling it hush money. It's an election interference case. The next one up, Alvin Bragg. Prosecutors wanted to ask jurors if they think the 2020 election was stolen. The prosecutor said it demonstrates an unwillingness to follow the facts. Trump's lawyer objected, saying over half the population of the country believes the election was stolen. Right, because your client has been lying about it. So that doesn't mean it's a fact.
Right.
They make it sound like, oh, that's some sort of bias, to be biased against people that think the election was stolen. Well, again, what's the journalism thing? You know, your job isn't to report, you know, that one side says it's raining, the other side says it's not. It's to put your head out the window and find out if is it raining or not, you know? So Melania will be a key defense in the Stormy Daniels case.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully she will be the being of the best.
Yes. She's resilient.
She will have resilience in the witness.
Be best.
Yes, because this particular bolt that Trump is peddling, of course, is that he ordered Stormy Daniels to be given money because he's such a devoted family man who really cared more about his marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't to hide it from the voters. It was to keep the tenderness of his marriage.
That.
Okay. Yes, he will argue it was done to hide the affair from Melania, not from voters. Andrew Weissman said there are very strong facts against this scenario. The allegation is that he didn't really care if this came out after the election. Well, if you were going to try to keep it from your wife, you would never want it coming out. Yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
There's that particular part of the bull. Okay. David in Miami. Hello, David.
Hey, y'all.
Hey. Go ahead.
I used to enjoy G. Gordon Liddy on Al Franken. But my good, bad, and the ugly, it's good that I didn't give any money to Mr. Wonderful when he was in town. It's bad. There's Trumpers who thought it was just fine to kill up to 6 million Americans to COVID. Mm-hmm. It's ugly that there's still people wearing those 6 million weren't enough. It's about the Holocaust.
Yeah. I don't want, so, I'm worried about our short-term memory. I'm not worried about Biden's memory at all. I'm worried about is a country that don't remember how, you know, what a show that was. It was just a few years ago. Okay. Oh, we were just saying that it looks like Navalny's wife has been reinstated. You know what? Because everyone listens to the show. Elon Musk was obviously listening and obviously scared.
Yeah.
So she has been reinstated on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Yeah. Okay. Did you...
Yeah. This show has so much power.
Yes. Ever since I changed my name.
Since this morning?
Right. Yes, Kevin in Chicago tweeted, the queen is dead, long live the Tessa. Because I just was saying I needed something more like Charlemagne the God, because, you know. Okay.
But I should be looking for
what did we settle on for you? I don't remember.
Chris Lavoie, The Way, The Truth, and The Light.
Okay. Right. It's a little clunky.
T-shirt. We need a T-shirt.
Okay. On the Russia front. John Bolton. I'm not buying your stupid book.
Nope.
And you can shut the up. He said he is predicting celebrations in the Kremlin if Trump is elected. Yeah, no kidding. Mm-hmm. He argued Putin and other foreign leaders see Trump as an easy mark. He predicted Trump's massive legal bills make him vulnerable to influence. You think? I love that, like, now a warning. Again, John Bolton, really? Like, he hasn't always been vulnerable to influence? Like, he hasn't been a Russian asset for God knows how long? And he called the troubles another reason the former president is not fit for office. Okay. Thank you. And... now a warning. Here's a related story. Michael Cohen suggested Trump could be ripe to be compromised in no small part because he is stupid, noting Trump is in a financial position where he's open to being compromised. Again, not new.
Right.
He said, if you're Vladimir Putin, I tell you how Putin is probably, looking at Donald Trump right now. Trump is a poor man's idea of a rich man, a weak man's idea of a strong man, and a stupid man's idea of a smart man. So as a former KGB expert, Putin's looking at Donald and saying, what can we do in order to help him get away with these various different things? But, you know, you can't fix stupid, so that's what you want to take advantage of. I was saying yesterday, they're on Russian television, they're openly mocking how stupid Trump supporters are and how easy it is for them to manipulate them on social media, et cetera.
I mean, Putin said the same thing about Tucker Carlson.
Yeah. And he said he's a the interviewer, which is also true. It's like, what's with the softballs?
Yeah. I was expecting something harder.
That was fantastic. Oh, how about that? Did you see Zelensky invited Trump to tour the front lines in Ukraine? I'm sure, he's going to get right on that. Mm. If Mr. Trump will come, I'm even ready to go with him to the front line. Yeah, remember Biden walked with Zelensky right in the war zone? Trump would, are you kidding? His diaper's already full. He really would, right? Do anything that's not a Putin talking point.
Nope.
Mike Pence recently said there is no room in the Republican Party for apologists for Putin. Rest in peace, Alexei Navalny. One Twitter user said, seems like there's plenty of room. Room made by the president you served. Bloomberg columnist said, no room in the sense that there are now so many Putin apologists in the GOP, it's nearly impossible to accommodate more. It's like Lindsey Graham's comments, like trying to sound tough about Putin. You have become a complete party of Putin apologists. So don't try to pretend like you're any version of the Republican Party that, you know.
Yeah, people who don't apologize for Putin are become not relevant, Mike Pence.
Yes. Oh, I missed this story in the Big Bag of Rats when we were talking about all the Republicans leaving Congress. fight, Big Bag of Rats. Oh, the Matt Gaetz said that he's Representative Rapey Moorehead is happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not MAGA enough or something
like that.
Kevin McCarthy is kicking his revenge tour into high gear. fight. Or at least it appears that way on his comments this week to reporters about Matt Gaetz, who was the one, of course, that filed the motion to vacate McCarthy. McCarthy accused Gaetz of embellishing his closeness to Donald Trump and lying about who he sleeps with. Oh, my. What is that a reference to?
Goodness gracious.
Oh, apparently referring to the Justice Department, still investigating him for sex trafficking and the House Ethics Committee probe. McCarthy took a few shots at Representative Nancy Mace, claiming she can't keep anyone working for her, saying, I hope she gets the help she needs to straighten out her life. I think yesterday he mentioned psychiatric care again. He said, I don't know how close you probably think the president is to Gaetz, but you should probably figure that out, he said in footage aired last week. I'm sure Gaetz probably makes a lot up. He probably lies about who he sleeps with, too. Oh, my goodness.
Well, we know that.
Oh, my goodness. I think that's
way harsh, Ty.
Beg your pardon? could you, the way, the truth, and the life, could you take your organ out for me, please?
Right away, Ms. Miller.
Fawnie Willis unloaded at church.
She did.
Yes. She spoke out over the weekend for the first time after testifying in Fulton County Superior Court. She accepted a Black History Achievement Award at the Atlanta Church. Oh, boy, the maggots must have been out on Twitter again.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Boy, do I have to go back in there?
No.
Okay. The scripture they keep sending me is, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I need you all to hear me, though. They did not say the weapons will not form. And that's the part I didn't hear until recently. Just because they won't prosper, it doesn't mean they won't form. Even if you feel like everything you're doing in your life is the right thing and you're making mistakes along the way, but you're trying, you should not think that those weapons will not form. The wine story made me love her even more.
But she doesn't like wine.
Well, she likes her Grey Goose.
Yes, but she's a good tipper. And she bought expensive bottles of wine.
Yes.
Yeah. He was her boyfriend. He's not her boyfriend anymore. But that's a good girlfriend to go wine tasting when you don't like wine.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
He was my boyfriend!
Okay. Where was I? Oh! We mentioned this yesterday, but I just wanted to... You know, I feel like Minneapolis is somewhere that we really need to go visit
soon?
Again, don't you think?
Soon?
Yes, don't you think?
I think so.
Both of you.
We sent some love and light out to the... it's just this latest story. A man armed with multiple guns, large amounts of ammunition, shot at police officers from inside a suburban Minneapolis home that was filled with children on Sunday, killing two officers and a firefighter who was providing medical aid to one of the wounded, a third officer wounded. Suspect also died. So the SWAT team was called for a domestic situation at the home. Inside, an armed man had barricaded himself with his family, including seven children in ages from 2 to 15. I'm just wondering, this gun issue, if we're ever going to take it back. It's the police that they keep saying they're the pro-police party, and it's the police saying, we are outgunned. Mm-hmm. This guy had, obviously huge weaponry, tons of ammunition, and, you know, now you've got not just the SWAT, the officers responding, but then the paramedic trying to help them.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's just in the latest, you know, gun tragedy. All right. Oh, I mentioned earlier real quick about speaking of being immune to facts. So the entire, is it me, Jody, or didn't the entire case against Hunter Biden just blow up? The FBI informant that was arrested for lying was the thing that there were, I believe, 11 billion Fox News segments on it.
Give or take.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so you would think perhaps that would slow them down.
Think?
Yes. No.
No.
James Comer, fresh from the FBI's arrest of one of his key witnesses in the pursuit of Joe Biden, is now concentrating his energies on a pair of Hunter Biden emails. Oh, we're back to emails. But the emails that are reportedly a lot less than Comer is trying to make them out to be. What else is new? Everything they... Am I taking crazy pills?
Yes.
Didn't all these hearings they had, the witnesses either they were lying or they didn't. They said the opposite thing of what they said they were going to say. Mm-hmm.
Right.
It was opposite day.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. At issue is Comer's assertion that two Ukraine-related documents noted in Bob Herz. Oh, great. Reciting. Oh, because they're going to have that guy come and testify.
Yeah.
His report on, on Joe Biden's storage of classified documents, including a 2014 email Comer says contains details of classified information or smoking guns. Oh, it's a new smoking guns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That his Republican-dominated committee needs to investigate. Fact-checker Glenn Kessler points out they would only be possible if time travel existed. Kessler's reporting points out the timeline is out of whack and the claim does not make much sense. The 2014 email, which supposedly contained classified information, was written 20 months before these talking point documents were produced. That doesn't make much sense. How could the email have been informed by classified information that did not yet exist?
Right.
That won't slow him down at all.
No. Oh, God, no.
No. Until now, no one has suggested these emails contain classified information. As for Comer's assertion that a secret phone call about Ukrainian government reform should be investigated, Kessler noted the call was made public the same day it occurred, so that wouldn't really be secret.
Right.
Comer's claim to reporters Hunter Biden sent some suspicious emails. Kessler says it would be incorrect to suggest that Ukraine documents in the Hur report indicate Hunter Biden had access to classified information or distributed classified information to our enemies in exchange for cash. These documents simply are the same subject, Ukraine, but as we have shown, the Hur report says they are not especially secret or important. But please, by all means, don't let any of that get in your way.
Mm-hmm.
Is Marjorie Taylor... Oh, no, that's the Mayorkas impeachment that she's in charge of.
Yeah. I really want that trial. I so want that trial.
I know.
The Senate's
Mitch McConnell is going to deny us a perfectly good clown show just for his own selfish purposes.
I know.
Is Jamie Raskin on that committee? I hope so. Because he will wipe the floor with her.
I believe he is on that committee.
I believe he is.
Yeah.
Fantastic. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by...
Are they sleeping?
Yes, they are. They're sleeping in their calming dog bed because, as you know, as I mentioned earlier, Chris, Bonnie has already crunched up some early brunch.
Yeah.
As I like to say. Okay. Freeze-dried raw. It is full of real turkey, beef, salmon, duck. What is not to love? But I'm telling you, they're just noticeably healthier, happier, so fluffy I could die. Yeah. Mm. The ingredients in Nature Blends, so wholesome, it does not contain any artificial preservatives. No meat meal. What is that? What's meat meal even? Packing house scraps? Who knows what's in it?
Yeah, bubble wrap.
There you go.
We have no confirmation if it is made of bubble wrap, but it's not good for your dogs. It is dry to the touch. There is no mess. Shelf stable. I don't need to keep it in the fridge or the freezer. You will love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners get 54% off right now, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply. Oh, someone tweeted a picture of their kitty watching us yesterday.
Aww.
So don't forget the Nature's Feast.
That's right.
You get Nature's Blend for your doggies. Nature's Feast for your kitties, drmartypets.com/Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
Prepare to be knocked on your ass.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Technology move.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Mino and the Mayor.
John actually asked me if women had a prostate earlier today.
He did.
You did not.
No, get this, because we're in here and we're talking about...
It was a sweet question.
Yeah.
No, and he goes, asked.
What?
He goes,
do you guys get prostate cancer? And she's like, no, John, women don't have prostate
cancer. A lot of guys don't know that.
Do they have ED?
Erectile dysfunction?
Yeah, do they have that, John?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Join me, Lou Regani, as we explore the history of Racine, Kenosha, and Wisconsin. For over 30 years, I've told the story of our community, and now I'm excited to be part of Civic Media to continue this journey. So won't you listen in and even be part of the discussion? Tune your radio to 1400 AM or 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. You can always stream the show live by downloading the Civic Media app.
The Lou Regani Show, Sundays 7 till noon on WRJN.
Stephanie Miller.
What? What? Get it. Get in. Oh, well, now the debate's over. Desserts to Die For tweets, as the official baker of the Stephanie Miller Show, I feel obligated to weigh in on the great Pop-Tart debate of 2024. No question, unfrosted is the way to go.
No.
No.
She's wrong.
Thank you.
And it's not frosting, it's icing.
She's the official
Very
baker.
Very true. It's icing, it's not frosting.
Right.
You are correct.
Right, let's get to just one little piece of good news. Joe Manchin says he will not run for the White House. Kristen Sinema, how about you do the patriotic thing for America so we don't get crazy Carrie Lake? Help a fine American,
right now,
Ruben Gallego.
Carrie Lake is in the lead.
I know, by a little bit, but I'm just saying, if someone cared about America and not their own ego, they would get out of the race, so a fine American like Ruben Gallego. could win in Arizona.
I can't believe you pronounced his name right.
Crazy carrier. I know. If she's not reading it, she can pronounce it.
Just when I start pronouncing his name right, Chris Sinema comes to block me. And a fantastic senator. All right. That's well. We're early. We're early. So yeah, we shall see. When I think I can't love Kristen Stewart anymore.
Oh, I love her.
You know, of all the ridiculousness of Donald Trump, the fact that he gets into these celebrity...
Yeah, who cares?
I can't... Was he actually in the Oval Office? Did that happen?
He did, unfortunately.
Okay. The guy with the gold sneaker?
Really bad dream.
Yeah. She hit back at Trump on Wednesday after Trump's old social media post encouraging Robert Pattinson to dump her.
It's like 20 years ago.
Yeah. What kind of adult gets into like 20-something's love lives on Twitter? Stewart spoke about the moment when she came on Saturday Night Live with a jab at Trump. Stewart said after someone on SNL brought up Trump's post, she said, he's mad at me for cheating on my boyfriend. Of course he had to weigh in on my tarring and feathering. It's like, what is this 20-year-old who has no idea about life doing to this man? He's such a little baby, she said before telling Trump, you bitch.
Oh, God.
People are mad at her because she wore a jock strap in the Rolling Stone interview. People were very upset with her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They took a moment away from their Taylor Swift hatred to focus on Kristen Stewart?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. In the culture wars, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene slammed Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
This one. For making gross caricatures of Georgians. She said it's a glaring reminder why most Georgians resent recent Republicans in our state for inviting the nasty commies from California, the Hollywood elites, into our state by dishing out Hollywood tax credit. This week's episode lied and painted Georgia conservatives and Trump supporters as racist and rednecks.
Well,
shoes fitting.
The gold sneakers fit. And made fun of our good new law that stops Stacey Abrams' vote pandering machine and prevents voter fraud. The episode Lawn Jockey finds Larry David getting on the wrong side of the law in Georgia for giving water to a woman who's standing in line to vote.
Oh, no. I have to watch
We in Georgia are fed up with disgusting Hollywood and their disgusting values and elite judgment in our state that is trying to turn Georgia blue.
Larry David's character on that show is kind of
now. Is
disgusting.
This the value you have curmudgeon. Between guys that you bang from your CrossFit gym behind your husband's back? I'm just asking.
Just asking questions.
I'm just in terms of moral values. I'm not saying anything about her specifically, pipe bomber. But my point is, are your allergies? Are the rain bringing out your allergies?
Yes,
pipe bomber. What?
What if Georgia passed a law against that?
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, she'd be screwed.
I know.
Or she wouldn't be anymore.
Speaking of voting, this is a disturbing headline. It took me 3 tries to register to vote, and I'm a voting reporter. The process of registering to vote in Texas was harder and more complicated than I expected. The journey began when I became a naturalized U.S. citizen at a ceremony in May, having lived more than 20 years in the United States. I filled out my 3rd voter registration application. I went to drop it off in person at the voter registrar's office. This time it worked, but I'm still thinking about how not everyone has the ability, the time, or the resources to ask questions, double-check their registration status, make multiple attempts. Being able to participate in democracy should not be this hard. It is hard by design. Mm-hmm. From Republicans. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. Rather than, you know, all this clickbait and is Biden too old and do people think he should it and this and that, keep your head down and get registered to vote. We're going to have to overcome a lot of voter suppression. Get everyone you know registered because that's disturbing.
Yeah.
I mean, and God, by the way, God bless you, Wisconsin. That, you know how many years that took and how many to get this stupid, unfair gerrymandering? Governor Evers just signed the bill, but that took forever because it was so unfair. There were so many more votes for the Democrats, and still Republicans held the balance of power because they just kept cheating.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
That's all they can do to win.
Oh, by the way, here's one thing that's going to help us again. Trump to unveil national abortion plan after he locks down the Republican nomination. He settled on a 16-week ban because he thinks that's a nice even number.
Yeah,
women voters have a nice even number for you, too. Mm-hmm. Just the one number. Just the one. You're number one. I'm sorry, I had an itch right there.
Yes.
In addition to my pipe bomber, my allergies. We'll see you tomorrow on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. Because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.